This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti, and we start with late developments in the Middle East. The Israeli-Hamas war, reported by the BBC's Fiona MacDonald.
Palestinian doctors in Gaza say Israeli forces have ordered that Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City be evacuated within an hour. Soldiers have been searching the complex, where they say Hamas has a command center in tunnels below ground. Large numbers of displaced people have been sheltering in the hospital.
There's also been a report of an Israeli airstrike in South Gaza killing six people, that according to Palestinian sources. Now, against that background and in the region, President Biden's top Mideast advisor predicts that the release of hostages kidnapped in the October 7 terrorist raid by Hamas would lead to a surge in the delivery of humanitarian aid and a significant pause in the fighting in Gaza. The owner of the old Twitter platform, now called X, has been harshly criticized for not only alleged hate content there, but his own personal retweet of an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. The White House has condemned it, and correspondent Nancy Curtis tells us.
Tech giant IBM pulled its advertising from X, citing the, quote, entirely unacceptable situation. Lionsgate Entertainment followed suit. But this was not Musk's first foray into white nationalist sentiment.
And in reaction to all of this, Musk now says that X will be filing what he calls a thermonuclear lawsuit against a media watchdog group and others he accuses of colluding in what Musk labels a fraudulent attack on their company. There are several legal developments involving ex-President Trump. In Atlanta, the prosecutor in the Georgia election interference racketeering criminal case asks for a trial start in August, while in Denver, a Colorado state judge holds that Trump was involved in insurrection in the January 6th riot of his followers, but lets him stay on that state's primary ballot,
rejecting an attempt to bar him under the Constitution's insurrection clause. The 14th Amendment prohibits someone from holding office who engaged in insurrection or rebellion. This is the third ruling this month against 14th Amendment cases that revolve around Trump's involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
There was a deadly shooting incident Friday at New Hampshire's only psychiatric hospital. Police say a shooter got inside, killed a security guard, and was then shot fatally by a state trooper.
Shooter is down right now. He is on the ground.
Within minutes, New Hampshire State Police rushed to the state hospital in Concord late this afternoon after reports of an active shooter in the front lobby. It is unclear if there were any injuries.
Correspondent Errol Barnett, a day after she sued Sean Diddy Combs, singer Cassie settled that suit. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak plans to double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
It's the Packers against the Chargers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 3-6 Packers host the 4-5 Chargers Sunday at Lambeau Field. Former offensive tackle Brian Bulaga is in town and says he wants to retire as a Packer. Bulaga played for both Green Bay and the Chargers. Kickoff at noon, game time weather pretty good for the middle of November. Sunshine and 45 Although Green Bay has struggled with this young roster, one player is having a great rookie season. Jaden Reed's stats are getting close to another receiver, Sterling Sharp. I asked Reed, what's the key to preparing for these games?
Getting a better feel for the offense, understand my job, and just, you know, studying your opponent, know what they do, and, you know how to attack them.
College football, the Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak when they host Nebraska 6:30 tomorrow night in Madison. Badgers running back Braylon Allen trying to come back from a high ankle sprain. Will he be able to play?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, and right around 55 for a high on Sunday with more sun. Rain likely Monday. A high in the upper 40s, much colder for the rest of next week through Thanksgiving. Current temp is 30.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along. Carol Kane is with me in the studio. Greg Bach is on the board. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Every Friday at this time, Dr. Michael McCutcheon joins us. He is our resident life, relationship, and career coach who draws on his training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships, set and achieve goals, and overall, just
we should have hooked him up with Porta Potty Guy
and fix our lives. You can find him at thedrmichael.com. Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Good to see you. Good to see you all. I'm good now. Yeah, I was just stuck in a porta potty for the last 45 minutes. I'm glad I got here on time. It was a really rough.
You look great
before this. Well, that's why the sweater's brown, Greg. It was I got tipped over, and the sweater was white before.
That's hilarious.
We
are not going to see you next Friday because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And Thursday and Friday, we are going to be running carefully curated best ofs of As Goes Wisconsin. Okay. So, Dr. Mike, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
Well, if they're best ofs, I know I won't be on them. Thanksgiving plans are mother-in-law and her partner are coming into town from Louisville, and we actually love them. And you know, for people who don't know, I live in Denver. I'm just a Wisconsin lover, but I don't live there. I live in Denver. And on Sunday, I'm gonna go see the Broncos versus the Browns game live in Denver, which that'll be like the end of the weekend. So it'll be fun taking my pseudo father-in-law, my nice mother-in-law's partner, to go to that game live, which will be great. Yeah, so we're just gonna have some turkey, some relaxation, watch some football, and
so you're traditional. Really, you're pretty traditional when it comes to Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, pretty traditional.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think about anything we have outside of the box. I mean, you know, I like to have my grandmother's favorite dish was this. I don't know if you all had this. It was the corn thing with like the creamed corn with like the Ritz crackers in it. That's like Midwest traditional. That's not like Pilgrim traditional. That's like, you know, you know, 70s, 80s traditional, you know. I love that. I like to make sure that, you know, by Saturday or Sunday, none of my jeans fit. And that's all stretchy clothes. That's how traditional. Yeah,
I like that. All right. We are going to dive into today's dilemma. And this hurts my heart, quite frankly. Hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 32-year-old single guy who just moved to a new large city in the Midwest 8 months ago. I'm an only child, so I talk to my parents often, and my ultra-conservative parents have been increasing how often they call and text about sin, God, and Trump ever since I relocated. Worse still, they've now cast me as a problem child to my aunts, uncles, and cousins, and they claim that I've changed because I no longer live in our small town. I'm supposed to go home for Thanksgiving. They recently said they're not comfortable with me staying in their home, and frankly, I don't feel comfortable either. Dr. Mike, I've never been away from home for a major holiday. What should I do? Should I go home, fork out the cash for a hotel so we can smooth things over before Christmas, or should I just stay in the city over the holiday weekend and avoid the discomfort, even though it might drive my parents further away? That's really...
Wow.
That's a tough one.
As Carol would say, that's a doozy.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, it's a difficult situation, but I don't know. I would get a hotel room, I think. Try and smooth it over. You're the doc. Yeah. You tell me.
Yeah. Well, three things come to mind, I think. Number one is, this is certainly true of parents and children. I think this is true also of most relationships, marriages, I think, as well, friendships. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Coworkers, yeah. I think where we start, Jane, is curiosity. You know, if I were this young man, I would start with curiosity. You know, what has changed in their minds over the last 8 months about me? Right. That's a pretty quick change. You know me 32 years, and in 8 months you don't feel comfortable having me in your home anymore. Something must have changed. And so instead of, you know, making any assumptions about anything, right, or just getting upset or defensive or fighting fire with fire, I would start with curiosity first. Right. Let's not get any more fights. Let's not you know, pull away. I would say, you know, what exactly have I done or what exactly have I said, you know, differently over the last 8 months that's changed for you? And notice how I say what. Don't say why. Why are you acting like this? Why can't I come into your home? When we start saying things like why, we put a lot of burden on the recipient of that question.
Okay.
To sort of play doctor, to play Freud, and start having to be their own analyst there. Why is a really hard question to answer. We start having to do a lot of digging there, right? So try to stick with the what question. Just the facts. We want to know, you know, have I started hanging out with people you don't approve of? Have I started talking in more quote unquote sinful ways? Have I started to act? You know, I want to know what's actually changed here. I have a hunch, Jane, that maybe there isn't anything, that perhaps the parents are making assumptions, right? You're in the big city now. Maybe you're staying out later. Maybe you're using drugs. Maybe you're, you know, having adult sleepovers, wink, wink, right? Maybe there are some things that they're assuming, but let's get down to what's actually changed, you know, in my behaviors or in our relationship. That's making you think about me differently.
Well, and but Dr. Finally, Mike, what if they come back with, what if his parents come back with, I know that you have your girlfriend stays over, and I think that's a sin.
Okay, well then at least we have something to talk about, right? Well, now we have something to, okay, well, you know, let's have some conversations. Perhaps I'm not going to be as religious as you. You know, what do you think about that? Can we meet somewhere, you know, in the middle here? At least we have some facts that we're actually talking about here. This person, you said you feel sad about this. This really hurts your heart. The thing that hurts my heart about it is this guy feels, to me, really confused and really frustrated that he's an only child and Thanksgiving is 6 days away. And he doesn't know why he's being ostracized from the family. And it sounds like his parents are doing a little bit of some politicking in the family to kind of turn other people against him. If this were me, I would want to know what the hell I did.
You know what I...
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry. Didn't mean to step on you.
No, after you, please.
Well, my thing is what I find fascinating is certain parents and their absolute reluctance to let go. instead of being encouraging, saying, you're a grown man now, you're 32 years old, you've moved out, you're living your life. I'm so happy for you, but they do it in the opposite direction. I don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking, like, I would ask them, are you mad at me because I left? That's where I would go.
Yeah, they might be. You know, I think, you know, this is an unproven theory of mine, Greg. So please don't go looking for this around written in any kind of journals, because it's not there.
I don't read. My,
yeah, neither do I. But you know, I cheated on every test in graduate school, Greg. You know, my theory is that adults, all of us, you know, all four of us and the other several billion that are around, are basically just giant babies. That's really my theory, is that we just are just, you know, just, you know, adult sized babies with, you know, now we've got hair coming out of different parts of our bodies that weren't there before. That's really the only change. And I think there's something to be, that we have to think about here, is that regardless of whatever this young man chooses to do, remember that, you know, your parents are just people, right? They're just like him, who's moving to a big city all by himself. Your parents are just lost, scared, confused, adult-sized babies, just like the rest of us, right? And they're trying to figure it out. They have an only child who's moved away, and they don't know what to do about it. So I think you're probably right, Greg. You know, that they're just sort of saying, we knew how to love you when you were right here, and we could probably keep an eye on you. And, you know, the other C word, instead of curiosity, control you a little bit, right?
Yes.
And we can't do that anymore. And honestly, I think they're probably a little frightened. So what do we do when we don't know what to do? A lot of times we act in really strange ways, right? Sometimes we see this when people are, I'm depressed and I'm I've been gaining weight and I'm really sad about it. What do I do? Sometimes we order a large pizza. That doesn't make any sense at all. Or I'm really nervous about my income and I'm really nervous about money. What do? I gamble with it, right? Or I go on a shopping spree. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? Now this man's going away from them, and what are they doing? They're pushing him further away by saying all this stuff. He might not come home for Thanksgiving. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? But, you know, emotions aren't sensical. That's not that way. If they were, we'd call emotions logic, but they're emotions. And we do these kinds of things all the time. That's why I'm saying curiosity, try not to fuel the fires as much as you can.
Well, and isn't there, I'm not a parent. I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's realistic for people to expect that their children are going to turn out to be little carbon copies of you. Because that's not the way it works.
No, I'm glad it didn't work that way.
And I can understand wanting you want your child to believe the things that you believe and follow the same spiritual path and all of those things. That's not reality, unfortunately.
No. And it's the other thing too is I feel bad for him because he now has to be the quote unquote adult, come to them and essentially, you know, not change himself, but like have to like capitulate to them to a certain extent to make them talk to him and accept him. And that's not fair either.
Yeah. It seems like they raised a good kid one way or another, right? This person's being thoughtful, wanting to work on the relationship, if they're reaching out to us to ask this, probably reaching out to friends and trying to get, some help to smooth things over one way or another. So whatever he decides to do, like I said, you know, curiosity, try to be calm, try to think about things from their perspective as well. And hopefully they can work this thing out by Christmas.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon joins us every Friday to fix your life. If you ever want to ask a question, you can call or text at 844-967-2789. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, Dr. Mike. We will see you in two.
Bye, thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. I kiss you then.
Then once again. 93.5 The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You know my girl just called me up, and she woke me from my sleep. You should have heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
Good morning. What? Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane with me in studio. Greg Bach is on the board, and you can always call or text in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Greg, with some breaking household news.
Yeah. Barking news.
Some barking news.
This was one of the first things he said to me when I walked in. He's like, hey, you want to see what I got? And he shows me this picture, and it's adorable.
You tell him, Carol.
No. You just showed me a picture, dude.
They're all getting it from context clues. Let me just say this real quick. A couple weeks ago, about a month ago, we had a conversation about what would you do for your pets? And I had some answers that actually made me feel really nervous because I felt almost robotic in the fact that I understand, but I don't know if I have the wiring to love a pet as much as other people like love their pet. But with all that being said, Bridget and I bought a dog last night.
Yay! Congratulations.
And I guarantee you I will love this dog. I'm very much looking forward to getting her. I have a picture on my phone. I'm showing people and they're all saying the same thing. She's very, very cute.
Oh, she's adorable.
She's very adorable. She's a puppy. She's about 14 weeks old.
Perfect.
She is a mix of a, wait for it, German Shepherd and Pomeranian.
I don't know how that happens. I really don't.
A lot of love.
Oh, boy.
A lot of love.
It was a dark night.
Yeah, it was.
Little wine, some candles.
Exactly.
Where did you find said puppy?
On a place called the Internet.
Oh.
We went through a service, and I'll say this, which I said to Pat Kreitlow this morning on Up North News Radio. We did go through a breeder. Do not come at me, hippies and hipsters. We did not go through a rescue thing. I'm sorry to let you down.
That doesn't work for everyone, Greg.
I know, but...
It doesn't. Carol and I are both huge proponents of the Humane Society and rescue organizations, but I have friends who have children with allergies.
Yeah.
So
right.
They had to get a doodle.
Yeah.
You know, for if they were going to have a dog, that was the only option that they had. So that's just not always the best fit for everyone.
I mean, that was what was a fit for us. We saw the dog, we loved it. It was the only option for us. And you know, I am too. I'm a huge proponent of the Humane Society, of rescues. You know, the group we went through is a no puppy mill, no working with shady groups. They're very organized, very, very connected with me. Like, I've been talking to them nonstop for like the past 2 days, answering questions. And so she will hopefully possibly come home with us next weekend.
Oh, yay.
Because the dog is an hour outside of South Bend and we're going to South Bend next weekend.
Okay. I'm telling you, Greg, and I mean this with all honesty, and I know Jane will agree with me. You will be amazed at how this dog changes your life.
Okay.
And how much you love this dog.
Right. You will be absolutely astounded. I mean, I would cross across hot coals if I knew my two dogs were in trouble.
Okay.
So.
And two, I... I think it's interesting with the rules that you start with, because when Paul and I got Barkley a number of years ago, he wasn't allowed upstairs.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want the dog hair upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was on the first floor. He wasn't allowed on the couch.
Yeah.
He wasn't
allowed either.
Wasn't allowed on the furniture. Within a year and a half, he was upstairs and he was on the couch.
See, sure. and that's I was thinking about that today and talking to Bridget about this possibly. I'm like, what are going to be the rules for her? Her name, she's born with a name that she's not keeping. We're changing her name.
That's fine.
Are we going to do that? Or are we going to say, no, the couch? Because I know it's going to happen. We're going to be on the couch and she's going to jump up on the couch. And you're like, what am I like? No, I don't want to snuggle you. Please.
Well, yeah, I didn't let mine on the couch or the bed because they're 80-pound dogs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
you know, I mean,
literally a huge difference.
Big, big, big difference. And, you know, I'll share a story with you. When Sydney was 8 months, we were loading my son out to go to college, and she got out and she got hit by an SUV. And that
SUV exploded.
I just panicked.
Yeah.
And Liz grabbed her and took her up to the Emergency Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 days later, the vet, when he says, come and get her, I was so relieved. He goes, yeah. I would never have expected this 8-month-old puppy to absolutely go home in 3 days.
Oh, this was a puppy? I thought this was like your full-grown 80-pounder.
No, she was 8.
Oh.
She was 8 months old.
Gosh.
But I was just like sick to my, obviously.
Of course.
And I was just, she was part of my family.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I broke my dog. But she came home and she's 13 now.
Okay, I can top. Now we're going to have to top.
Okay, it's not the trauma Olympics, people.
The day after, this was my first dog, Pierce. And the day after we got him, and we were living in a second-story flat right across from the domes, and it had a beautiful porch. The day after we got Pierce, I am brushing him on the porch before I take him to the vet, and I let the fuzz go in the breeze.
Yeah.
And I don't have him on a leash. He wiggles away from me.
Oh, no.
Crawls underneath the railing and runs after the fuzz in the breeze right off the porch.
Oh, my gosh.
And hits the ground and starts crying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I killed him. We just got him, and I killed him.
Wow, I don't feel bad anymore. Jeez. You two are terrible.
He lived to a ripe old age.
He was almost 19 years old.
There you go.
And he was almost 19.
And I will say this, you know, ever since we clicked yes on the button to get her, I've been thinking of the different ways to make sure she's going to be safe in her house, make sure she's safe outside.
Because they will swallow anything.
Yeah, Bridget wants to introduce her to the dogs next door, which, you know, whatever. They're aggressive. They're mid to small dogs, but they bark and they bark hard. And I'm just like, here's what I want to happen. Put her right in front of them. They start barking and she just looks at them like, what's your problem? That's what I want. I want a laid back dog that's just going to be like cool and whatever. And like, hey, man, you guys want to party? Let's party.
Well, if you have any tips for the new puppy dad, the new puppy dad.
Oh, God, that's the first time anyone said that.
Puppy Papa. Puppy Papa. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you have any do's and or don'ts.
Or any doo-doos.
Oh, nicely done. Those two. Also, coming up.
Yes.
Useless kitchen appliances.
Oh.
Some would say husbands.
Some might say husbands.
I would actually be in that camp.
I set that one up for you, Carol. I really did.
We're talking useless kitchen appliances. What is cluttering up your kitchen that you absolutely had to have?
Oh, boy.
And now you've got it and you haven't looked
at it. Is that just a waste of time?
In several years, yes. That's all on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass hits like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the 40's still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got some freaks in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn up.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News brief. A French news agency reports there have been loudspeaker warnings in Gaza City to evacuate that hospital Israel says houses Hamas terrorist facilities.
Aid groups have repeatedly warned against military attacks on the hospital, and doctors say remaining patients there cannot be moved.
Tom Bateman of the BBC. Elon Musk threatens what he calls a thermonuclear lawsuit against organizations he accuses of colluding against his ex-platform, formerly Twitter, after major companies announced advertising suspensions, and the White House blasted his retweet of an anti-Semitic conspiracy tweet.
This was not Musk's first foray into white nationalist sentiment. In 2018, he suggested that Jews own the press. He has amplified racist memes on his site and reinstated extremist accounts.
CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes. At New Hampshire's only psychiatric hospital, a security guard is dead. So is a shooter who somehow got inside. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s, and right around 55 for a high on Sunday with more sun. Rain likely Monday. A high in the upper 40s, much colder for the rest of next week through Thanksgiving. Right now it's 31.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, 93.5. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Carol Kane is with me in studio. We always love to hear from you if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can leave a message there as well. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app. It is a wonderful app. It is a very useful...
Greg says he loves it.
Handy, I love that app.
...handy app. And any of our Civic Media stations, any of the shows across the network, you can listen to on the app, and then you can call and text directly from the app if you want to do that. So that's pretty slick. Some breaking news, Greg Bach.
Yes. The Republican chairman of the House Ethics Panel moved to expel George Santos from Congress, setting the stage for a vote after Thanksgiving. This is being reported by the New York Times about 30 minutes ago. The move came a day after the committee released a report documenting violations of the House rules and evidence of pervasive campaign fraud.
Yeah. In case you're not sure who George Santos is, he's a representative from New York State who essentially has lied about everything.
He's nuts.
He lied about his entire resume. He lied about his work experience, his college experience, his parents, his background.
Personal life, his name.
His name, his personal life. It just goes on and on and on and on. So, and then when this report came out yesterday with all of the financial hanky-panky that was going on, I'm glad to see this happen.
Yeah,
I applaud the ethics committee.
There you go.
I do. So well done, because we've been giving them grief before this, because it seemed like the Republicans were going to let him stay because they need the votes. And so I'm delighted to see this, because what he's done is pretty egregious, even for a member of Congress.
I just think I think there's a mental situation going on with him. I do. When you're a pathological liar like that, I think there's something happening in your brain that's not really copacetic. I do.
Yeah.
And actually, there were reports that some of his staff members told him to get help.
Yeah.
Because of his continual stream of lies.
Who does that sound like?
Yeah.
I mean, when you are a person running for Congress and you are capable of being that, as you said, a pathological liar, the ego and narcissism that just must be filling your brain. I mean, I want justice to be done, expel him, whatever. But then also, dude, go to therapy.
Yeah.
Fix this. This is you're not well.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's really, but I think it's a step in the right direction that they're finally putting their foot down and going, that's enough.
This is enough. Well, again, yeah. We'll see if they
see what happens.
If they have enough votes to expel him after Thanksgiving, we'll see what happens with that. But this is certainly a move in the right direction, and I am glad to see that. I don't know if he's going to have a chance to go to therapy, because he might be going directly to jail.
We'll see.
He's facing a whole bunch of charges too. So anyway, thank you for that update, Greg. I want to do a little housekeeping. Greg just announced that he and his wife have gotten a puppy, and she's not here yet. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, but we were asking for your tips and suggestions for first-time pet owners. Our favorite texter from the 541, Greg, are you naming the pup Johann, as in Johann Bach?
Delete the app. Just delete the app,
that's
sir
hilarious.
Or madam.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Would you like to know the name of the dog?
Absolutely.
So the name of the dog she was born as Kalia, which...
You're not keeping.
Nope. Her name is going to be Maybelle Finch.
And will you always call her by her full name?
No, I'm going to call her Maybelle. But Bridget wanted to give her a middle name because she loves To Kill a Mockingbird. Finch was if we had a child, but so it's Maybelle Finch Bach.
See, all my dogs have formal names. Yeah. I had Elsa T. Washington. Elsa T. Washington.
I think I voted for her.
Sydney Squiggleworm. Big Red is Beauregard. You know, they all have formal names.
And the dog is going to get tons of nicknames, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You will find that you use the nicknames far more often than you will use
her
actual name.
Oh, I use Big Red all the time. Yeah. I hardly ever call him Beauregard.
Dun-dun-dun-dun, Big Red.
We're also taking your calls and texts at 844-967-2789 about the most useless kitchen gadget in your kitchen. And the reason I wanted to do this
yes.
is because I want you to stop me from buying this thing. What is it? It's called
Oh, this is going to be an intervention? Oh my God.
Yes, it's stop Jane from buying something that she doesn't need. It's called the perfect oven.
Okay. Is there
Oh, no, it's called the Wonder Oven.
Okay. What is said Wonder Oven?
The Wonder Oven, Carol, from what I can find, it's pretty much does everything in the world except fly.
And your taxes.
Is Emeril Lagasse shilling it?
You can get it in one of four colors: steam, char, blue, salt, and spice. We were impressed by how quickly the oven got hot and enjoyed the intuitive dials and functions that it's so, so easy to use. What blew us away, according to Vice.com.
Oh, come on.
They got it for free.
I'm looking at this thing right now.
I'd never used an air fryer before, but I wanted to try it. It was perfect. 15-ish minutes, crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, previously frozen seasoned fries that tasted better than the best fries you have ever had. Roasted carrots came out caramelized and crispy and perfect.
Look at the size of this thing, Jane. Where are you going to put this?
Well, and that's why I'm asking. Share with me.
It's a hard no.
It's just an oven.
But it air fries.
Jane,
what?
Do you own an air fryer?
Yes.
Guess what air fries, Jane? Your air fryer.
But my air fryer doesn't broil.
Do you have an oven?
Yes.
Your oven broils, Jane.
You know what this is going to go down? This is going down the path of the bread maker. That everybody had to have it a number of years ago. Everybody was
with the smell of home-baked bread. Nothing is better than that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to deny that. But the fact of the matter is go into your local Salvation Army or your Goodwill store and you'll see a whole wall of them.
Of bread makers.
Yeah, because everybody's like, this was the dumbest thing I ever bought.
Bread makers lining the top shelf of every kitchen in America.
You will come to hate this. I'm telling you right now. You know what this goes? Did you ever... Greg, I don't know if you ever remember this, but there was like a rotisserie grill.
Oh, the Ronco.
Yes.
Yes, set it and forget it.
Exactly. I bought into that camp.
You did?
Then you forgot about it.
And here's the deal. It made my house smell of meat. That's all. It was just, I couldn't wait to get rid of it.
Do you remember how much it cost? Probably a couple $100.
Probably.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. What is the most useless kitchen appliance you have in your kitchen? Laura from Wisconsin Rapids checking in. I bought an air fryer during the pandemic. It is gathering dust in my pantry.
See? That's what I'm telling you. I don't have an awful... I've got a really expensive blender, but I use it all the time. And I had to replace my Cuisinart, my chopper. But that's about it.
Really?
I don't... Yeah.
You don't have any other... You never got a George Foreman grill?
Mm-mm.
I still have that.
Do you use it?
Oh, my God. I haven't even looked at that thing.
Then why is it still in your house?
My mother has a George Foreman stand-up, like, outside grill that she just got rid of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. What is your most useless kitchen appliance cluttering up your kitchen? Andy from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Andy.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was thinking about my panini sandwich maker. I hardly ever use that. But I am on your side with the air fryer oven, because I want that thing too.
Thanks for calling, Andy. Goodbye.
Don't you dare cut her off. Don't you dare cut Andy off.
Oh, great. It's two and two.
Andy, it's the Wonder Oven. It just makes me all tingly.
Wow.
Oh, she hung up. I did not hang up on her.
Oh, sure.
I did not. My hands are clean.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Go ahead. It's not cheap, that's for sure.
How much is it?
Is it like $200?
Oh, yeah, it's not, like $250.
That's not terrible.
Not like it's a $5,000.
Yeah.
Or even a $500.
I guess
investment.
The thing is that if you have an air fryer and you have an oven, both do the things that you heard. Like, it's just, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
I'm duplicating procedures that I already have access to.
So then let's get Dr. Mike Bach on the line. What is the reason? What's the cause of this desire? Don't look at me like that.
You know what I think it is? Huh? I think it will make me a better cook, which is stupid.
Yeah, because
that has nothing to do with anything.
That's not cooking.
I know. 844-967-2789. What is your most useless kitchen appliance? Lynn checking in from Oconomowoc. She loves her George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Which is good. Another texture. We have a bread machine that we used for a couple of months. Air fryer convection oven is pretty useful for smaller dishes. The dozen mini waffle makers, Mrs. Dash, we have, though, are significantly underused. At least half of those came from thrift stores.
Any of the thing that ends in maker, like
egg maker,
quesadilla maker, omelet maker, you know, pizza maker. It's
redundant.
It's crazy. Don't buy that stuff. It's just nothing but a dust collector. The only thing I do have now, I found a list and it said like a fondue pot or something like that is silly to invest in. But I'm kind of a nerd. I love fondue parties.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You've never invited me to a fondue party.
Oh, boy.
I have like three of them and I make different fondues and I was just I think it's a great conversation.
I can see that.
But I have an acquaintance of mine that, he's got every gadget known to man. I don't know where he stores them.
And that is the biggest pain in the neck with all this stuff is where do you put everything? 844-967-2789. Brian joining us from Kenosha. Good morning, Brian. What is your useless appliance?
Well, so a little background. I spent 20 years as a chef before I retired from it. So there's that. But the most useless thing that I have is something my girlfriend brought in. They're these embossing rolling pins that don't work.
Oh, so like if you want to have like a design on your pie crust or something?
Yeah. But all it does is just clogs up the little designs in it and makes the pie crust real ugly.
Oh, my God.
And what are your feelings on the Wonder Oven, Brian?
Honestly, it sounds like you got an awful lot of redundancy happening. Is it something that could replace both your oven and your air fryer? Like uninstall your oven and put this in its place?
It's not that big.
Yeah, you can't make big things.
You couldn't bake a turkey in it. I don't even think you could bake a casserole in it.
A small casserole.
Your pantry within a year.
You're probably right, Brian. Yeah. You're breaking my heart.
She's looking at you angrily now.
No Wonder Oven for Jane.
Well, you know, whatever you want to do. I mean, can you buy it on like Amazon or something? So if you get it home and it gets there and you absolutely hate it, you can just return it.
I'll have to look. Thank you so much for calling, Brian. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Sarah checking in from the stream. Suggestion for you, Greg, start playing with the puppy's paws right away. So she gets used to it. So when you have to trim her nails, that's a good tip.
Great tip.
That is a great tip. And Sarah also says, if it's nicer and smaller than your air fryer, just say you're replacing it with a new Wonder Oven.
God. I know you're obsessed with
this. I've had this really terrible joke running through my head this whole time about, do you think Mike Johnson calls women the Wonder Oven?
Oh.
Yeah, because he's a terrible person.
Well, now you're going to ruin the Wonder Oven for me.
Yeah, I did it. I did it.
844-967-2789. We will be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones
to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Give me half a chance, cause I'm not dead yet. Not dead yet. Not dead yet. I'm a mad dog fighting with the wall against my back. You better get a bigger gun, I'm not dead yet. I've been machine gun.
Good morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, 10 minutes before 12 o'clock. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Carol Kane with me in studio. Greg Buck is on the board, and you can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Want to say hi to our listeners in Racine, listening on WRJN, and also in La Crosse on WLCX The Eagle. We are talking about your most useless kitchen appliance. What do you have in your kitchen that is just cluttering things up? You haven't used it. You don't need it. I want a Wonder Oven.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm trying to justify it to myself that I need this small appliance, even though I know I don't really.
Where did you get exposed to this?
It popped up on one of my timelines.
It's somewhere. Called the internet, Carol.
No, I know. I realize that, but I'm just like, you know, I thought, did you see an infomercial?
And no,
you
just it was an ad or it was an article. It wasn't because I was just, you know, we're always looking for things to talk about. And I stumbled on this article months ago, Greg, because I remember you laughing at me when I first found this. It was like, ooh, the Wonder Oven. Ooh, I must have
And I've never seen you in such a state of wonder before.
No, that's hilarious.
So what is your most useless appliance? 844-967-2789. Nancy from Wanakee. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. An Instapot. I used it once and I hated it. And it's still sitting in my cupboard.
And all we heard were, heard raves about Instapots.
I hated it. I made some split pea soup, and it turned out horrible, and I ended up kind of like burning my hand trying to get it out. It was awful.
And what was supposed to be the big plus of the Instapot, Nancy? I thought it was about speed.
You're supposed to put everything in and then just hit it, and it's supposed to be done in like 15 minutes or 20 minutes. But what they don't tell you is then you have to wait another 20 or 30 minutes before it'll allow you to open it because it's so hot. So then by the time you open it, it's cold. It was just a mess.
Yeah, it's kind of like a altered pressure cooker.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
A lesser pressure cooker.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that was a lot of goodwill lately. So,
get re-gifted for Christmas, Nancy.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Nance.
Have a great day.
That was one of those things, though, with that, is that it wasn't a pressure cooker or a mixing bowl. It was the Instapot. It had like Band-Aid / Q-tip recognition. Like, I got an Instapot. It was like brand name. That was big.
It was big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
And I don't remember what those things sell for.
I think they were around maybe $100.
Yeah, they're not expensive. We have one. We've used it a lot. We use it for Bridget will make like chili and steak stroganoff, things like that. She'll throw that in there. And yeah, she got one and she's using it a lot.
So it's a faster slow cooker.
Yes.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But I like that. I like that turn of phrase.
Let's make a new one. And we'll call it Faster Slow Cooker.
The Wonder Fast Cooker.
There you go. Just put the name Wonder in there. At least I'll buy it.
I don't use my slow cooker at all. I will say that. I've got that. It's kind of hidden. I got it for a wedding present. So that goes to show you how long ago, because we've been married almost 40 years. So.
Things made of Pittsburgh steel.
It's probably. I mean, it's. I just have it kind of hunkered away, and I really, I hate it.
Oh, see, and I have my mom's slow cooker.
Oh, really?
Which, and it's probably from the 1970s, and after that This Is Us episode, I will never leave it running when I'm not home.
Is that what started the thing that made the thing happen? Everyone cries when they watch it?
It could have been the thing. But yes, I love my slow cooker. I use it all the time. That is the one appliance, one small appliance that actually makes me feel like I can be successful with food.
Why do you think you're not successful
because
with food?
I have made some of the, just in the last couple of months, I have made the two worst batches of soup probably on the planet.
What kind of soup?
I made ham and lentil soup.
Yeah.
It was awful. And I blocked the other one out. Okay. I can't even remember what it was. It was so bad. Well, chili I can do.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But I'm sure, you know, I was trying to make things that are a little better, and I just keep failing.
You're trying to eat a little better. Yes. I know that you are. That's why you were eating that power bar that was like sawdust.
It was like cardboard. It was horrible. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is your most useless kitchen gadget? Larry from Sauk City. Good morning, Larry. What have you got gathering dust in your kitchen?
Yeah. Does it have to be in the kitchen, or is it the things that we have relegated to the basement?
Oh, that works, too.
Relegated to the basement would be the bread maker and the food dehydrator.
Oh, God, those
yes.
things.
Yeah. So
I'm going to make so much jerky.
Instapot, my wife uses it quite frequently, and she's very good with it. You really need to get a dragon, though.
Oh gosh, what's a dragon?
The whole aspect of it, where the steam release comes out in the Instant Pot, somebody makes and sells a silicone dragon that you can put over the thing.
Oh, I'm getting
so
that.
So the steam's released, it looks like the dragon is breathing fire.
Larry,
but also it is useful though, because if you have it underneath the counter instead of the steam going up onto your wood cabinets,
yeah,
it puts it out sideways, so you're not going to steam up your wood.
That's smart.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. They come in different colors, I guess. We have a black one.
Jeez, Larry, now I want to buy one just for the dragon. I'm not even going to cook anything in it. I'm just going to watch the steam fill it up.
I'm going to buy one of those for Bridget.
The Instant Pot, she's done roast. You can brown the roast, sear it right in there, and then set everything up and do a roast in there. She does soup. She does chilies. And also the air fryer. Really, it's kind of good for our boys if they want to grab like a breaded chicken patty real quick
sure.
out of the freezer or
sure.
something and drop it in there. Or if you're warming up French fries that you brought home from the microwave.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. They're crispy again. They don't get soggy like in a microwave.
Right.
Okay.
You know what, Larry? The Wonder Oven does all of those things.
God. Thanks, Larry. God. You've undid minutes of damage.
You're killing me.
I'm going to tell my wife we don't have any more counter space.
She needs a Wonder Oven, Larry. Get on it. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Stay close. We have the top of the hour news is
yep.
coming up, followed by the Todd Albaugh Show. Wonderful program. Airing across the network from noon until 2 p.m. So stay right here. You'll have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Carol. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, everybody who called and texted. It was a great deal of fun. We will see you on Monday. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.